You're listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
So today we're going to talk about God, which is omnipresent. And I'm going to ask you to stand on your feet. And we're going to read Psalm 139, starting in verse 7 to 10. Psalm 139, 7 to 10, it says here, "Where I can go from your spirit, where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." Let's start with a word of prayer. Panginoon, marami po salamat sa umaga na ito. Lord, thank you for everyone who's here today. We thank you for, Lord God, what will take place in our own lives, in this church, Lord God, the Victory Metro East. And at this moment, Lord, we ask that all the more that you will speak to us, enable us to understand how small and limited you are and how unlimited you are. And so, Father, as we talk about your presence, Father, I pray that we'll be able to understand deeply the very presence of God that you have for us. And so, Father, I pray that you bless the preaching of your word. Bless every one of us here today. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Please take your seat. God's omnipresent. Alam niyo po, marami pong sa atin at marami pong mga tao have a different misconceptions of God's presence. In fact, maraming mali talaga akala, no? About the presence of God. And I remember one of us here, I don't know what particular service, submitted this in an envelope, the tithes and offering, he gave to the tithes and offering. And what happened was, he wrote down a prayer request. Okay, what to pray for that person. We're praying for that. I just want you to know your prayer request. We're praying for that. And sinulat nung person na to, after that, "Lord, see you next Sunday." Alright, para sa kanya, si God, okay, presence ni God, okay, nandito lang sa, pag nag-gather po tayo rito sa church, nakikita-kita po tayo. So, after nitong church nito, pag umalis na tayo, wala na si God. So, kaya sabi niya ganyan, "Lord, see you next Sunday." So, pang Sunday lang si Lord. So, imagine, di ba, may mga ganun mentality po tayo na, again, it's a wrong, di ba, it's a misconception. So, meron naman, lots of people would basically put God or God's presence in a particular building or in a particular place. Kaya mabuti tayo, medyo sa sinihan, alright, kung it's a bar place. I remember during the time when I was pastoring our Victory in Manila Church, we're using a bar, yung kay Ratsky, okay, dun sa Timog as our worship service. So, because again, God should not be placed in a particular building, but a lot of people, okay, and I think one time in our lives, di ba pagdadaan po tayo ng church where there's a cross on top of it, ang gagawin natin, magpa-pause tayo sandali, magsa-sign of the cross tayo. Tapos, sige lang, habang palayo ng palayo tayo dun sa church, ala, ito na naman tayo, chismisa na naman, murahan na naman, di ba, yung mga pinagagawa natin. Pero pagdadaan na naman church, sa quieto naman tayo, sign of the cross, okay na naman tayo, balik na naman tayo sa buhay natin. So, a lot of people would think that God dwells in places, on temples, or a particular place. And again, ito po ay misconception. Alright? Meron naman, iniisip nila, God dwells on a particular person. Just a pastor, alright, and a priest. Okay, pag minsan nag-aaway si Mr. at Mrs. tapos dadaan, biglang makikita yung pare, ay, si Father, mamaya, tama, mamaya na lang. Diyan si Father. O kaya si Pastor, di ba, pag may, uy, tama, si Pastor, mamaya na lang. Di ba? I remember, ito lang, recently, I was jogging po sa village namin dito sa Vista Verde. So, jog ako dyan, ikot-ikot lang ako sa kanto-kanto. And then, I saw this group of people. Okay, this group of people, nandun sila, gagather sila. So, napadaan ako doon, tapos napatingin din sila. Okay, mga apat, tatlo sila. Tapos, nung nakita nila ako, di ba pag nakita ka na, parang bigla kayo nagkatingin, ah, babatingin ko ba to? So, ngumiti ako, tapos sabi nila, ah, Pastor. O, pag sa pastor, yung pala, pag hindi lang Yoshi, Pastor, ay, ah, Pastor, at bilang binaba pa yung Yoshi niya. Tinatago yung Yoshi. Ah, Pastor, ay, sige, takbo lang ako. Ah. So nakita ko parang tinatago yung Yoshi niya. No? So parang iniisip niya siguro, di ba, baka ako, si God baka nag-dwell sa akin, i-judge ko siya, di ba, dahil nag-yoyosi siya para sa lublob ko lang. Okay lang yan, alright? Okay, it's not me that, di ba, you're serving, di ba, it's God. And people would think that way, that if a pastor is there or a priest or somebody who is a religious person, God dwells on that particular person. Again, I'd like to say, it's a misconception. Alright? What are we saying here? What do we mean when we say God is omnipresent God? You know the Latin word there of omni, which means all, and the presence or presence means here. In other words, God is here. Everybody say, God is here. Omnipresence means God is here. A great theologian by the name of Wayne Grudem emphasized this point when he said that God does not have size or spatial dimensions, and is present at every point of space with his whole being. Everybody say, whole being. Yet God acts differently in different places. It's so important for us to understand that you cannot put God in one place. Or you cannot say that God dwells there, God doesn't dwell here. It says there, every point of space. You know how small Earth is? Our planet is so small, and there are other big planets, okay, that we don't even know yet. Pluto and big planets wherein Earth is so small. We live on Earth wherein we thought we're big shot and we have all these things. No. Listen to this. God is so big. If there's such thing as Milky Way or a big hole somewhere in the space, let me tell you this. God's presence dwell in those areas. Why? Because you cannot limit God and put Him in a box or place Him in one place. Can you say amen? A.W. Tozer has this to say. He says, God is always here. Everybody say, always here. Close to everything and next to everyone. In other words, if you're here today and there is a vacant seat beside you, most likely God's seat's there in that vacant seat. And if you're here today and your seat is filled with people and there is no vacant seat after all, most likely God's seat's right here in the armchair. In other words, God is everywhere always. As we define the omnipresence of God, we could say that God is all present in all places at all times. Can you say that with me? Say this. God is all present in all places at all times. Kahit saan po tayo magpunta, yung presensya po ng Panginoon ay naandun. He is omnipresent. He is there. He is here. He is everywhere. Because of this, let me share to you the three implications of God as our omnipresent God. What do we mean when we say God is an omnipresent God? Number one, we could say that God is near us. Everybody say, God is near us. Let's check out again verse 7 and verse 8 of Psalm 139. Sabi po rito, the psalmist was saying, David was saying, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Sabi niya, Lord, saan ako pupunta? Paano ako makakalayo sa'yo? Paano ako tatakbo sa'yo? Tatakbo palayo sa'yo. Lord, saan ako pupunta? Lord, sabi mo in verse 8, if I go up to the heavens, so talipa naman tayo patay, but he said this, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, or probably we could say the very depths, or we could say Sheol or hell, then Lord, you are there. In other words, the psalmist, David, was saying, Lord, how can I flee from your presence? How can I get out from you? Listen to this, my friends. Nobody can ever run away from God. Nobody can ever do any secret stuff that people don't know. You cannot put secrets by yourself saying, I have a secret, it's just me who knows it. No, you can't say that. Wherever you go, you can never hide, nor you can run. Can you say amen? Because God present is what? Everywhere, in all places, at all times. You know, there was this song by Bette Midler, that God is watching us. God is watching us from a distance. Diba? You know, somehow, I don't agree with it. I really don't. Because God is near us. He's not watching you at a distance. He's watching you this close. Hello? He's watching you right there, this close. He's not at a distance. He is near you, my friends. Kaya anong anong ginagawa natin, ano man yung gusto natin itago, hindi ho pwede. Because God's presence dwells near us. He's everywhere. And we cannot run away from God. Can you say amen? In Jeremiah 23, emphasize this, to 23 to 24, I only a God nearby? Nandiyan lang ba ako, sabi ni God? And not a God far away? In other words, saan man tayo pumunta, at ngayon po may service tayo, you know, we felt the presence of God, especially in praise and worship. God dwells, the Bible says, if two or three gather in His name, then the presence of God dwells in the midst of them. Let me tell you this, the same presence of God that we felt here is the same presence of God that dwells in New York, every nation church that's having their service today. The presence of God is everywhere. It is near us. We can never run away. We can never hide. God sees us like this. In Genesis chapter 39, one of my heroes of the faith is Joseph. Here's what he said to Potiphar's wife. Remember, Potiphar gave him the right, the authority over his household, gave him power. And by the time that Potiphar left, his wife was there. And his wife really wanted to have, you know, intimacy, you know, sexual intimacy towards Joseph. But Joseph persisted. And here's what he said. He said, "No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you." Potiphar's wife, the wife. "Because you are his wife, how then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" How could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Verse 10. "And though she spoke to Joseph day after day," talaga inaakit siya, talagang tara na, walang makakaalam nito, tayong dalawa lang, walang makakita, walang pastor na makakita, walang church na makakita, hindi nila malalaman, dito tayo sa dilim. Sa dilim, tara, tara, come on. He refused to go to bed with her or even be with her. Why is that? Why would Joseph resist her? Which he can give an excuse. Hindi naman ako married eh. I'm not gonna commit adultery. Nobody knows. In fact, I'm in charge here. If people would know, I could cover up. I could do with all the power that given to him, he can do away with it. But why would he refuse and have the conviction? Here's what he says. Again, going back to verse 9. He says, "How then could I do such a thing and sin against God?" You know why? Because he knows very well that God is near. He doesn't need any Potiphar or somebody to see him. The presence of God is enough for him not to give in to sin because God is right there with him, knowing in case he would give in, it's a conviction. I'm not going to let my God be hurt. So what will I do? Because God is there. God is here at all times, at all place. He sees me. He's near me. He is right here, right now. Are you here with me? I hope it could give us the fear of God. It's a fearful thing. If we think we can run away from God, we can't. Because God is everywhere. Second implication about God being omnipresent is God is with us. Everybody say, God is with us. The same man, Joseph, in Genesis 39, verse 2, sabi po rito, "The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master." Because of God, all right, is with Joseph, God has granted him what? Favor. God has granted him prosperity. How many of you wants to be prospered here? You know, one of the keys, not just this and that, or great deals, or this open doors, or probably lotto, or whatever. Let me tell you this. It's just the presence of God. It's the presence of God that brings us comfort, that brings us security, that brings us confidence. In fact, in other verse, it says here in verse 23, Sabi po rito, the warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care. He was in prison, all right? He knows because the Lord, everybody say, the Lord was with Joseph. Ano po nangyari? Ito po na sabi ng Bible, and gave him success in whatever he did because God is with Joseph. Success is right there because of the presence of God with Joseph. What about us today? Do we have the presence of God? Do you know that God is with us? Do you know that this gave us comfort? You know, I remember my son when he was 7, 8 years old and he was first time he was part of this team in his school. Meron po silang liga, yung soccer. And they would play against Ateneo, play against different schools. And, you know, whole day po yun, ano? Talaga napakainit. Papanoorin nyo sila, yung mga bayan ko. Cute nila, iba, lili talaga. So different ages, different divisions. So I had a chance to watch my son. And I was so impressed when I was there watching my son. Talagang, nung pinasok siya ng coach, talaga he would run after the ball. Talagang kahit sino, malalaki. Talagang, he would kick the ball. He would run to the end. Sabi ko, hindi ba, grabe, bilis pala ng anak ko. Tapos hindi napapagod. Tapos biglang matutumba. Talagang daday, talagang patutumba. Sabi ko, wow! Biglang pagtumba, parang hindi natumba, biglang tayo. Pagtayo, sabay, tingin sa akin. Sabi, talaga. Grabe, parang sabi ko, okay to. Sabi ko, mamaya pagod to, tulog to. And I was so surprised to see him play. Then, he's enjoying it. And you could see the confidence. You could see the security. That he's giving his best. You know why? Because daddy was right there watching him. My own daughter, Isabel, for 2 years now, she's been part of this ballet group. They would have their recitals sa CCP. And pagdating ng group nila magpe-perform, ay nako, from first down to the last, talagang ngiti-ngiti. Talagang grabe. Sabi ko, wow! And she knew dad was just right there watching her. And it gives such confidence. It gives such comfort knowing that God is with us. How much more? That He sees you. That He's with us. That He can prosper you. He can help you. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 41, sabi po ng Bible, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Recently, my whole family watched Despicable Me. How many of you watched that movie, Despicable Me? Anybody watch it? Oh, you better watch it. It's highly recommend. All right? Despicable Me. It was a great movie. There was a part of that movie where these three cute little girls, cartoon, eh, di ba? Animation, were in. They were waiting for their foster dad to come. And they would beg, okay, the organizer, their teacher, let's not start, you know, the performance yet. You know, my dad isn't there yet. We just wanted to wait for our dad. And I was just thinking, I mean, kids are like that. And how much more for us, knowing that God is with us, that He's there for us no matter what. Third point, God is not just a God who is near us or with us, but He's also a God who is for us. Everybody say, God is for us. Going back to verse 9 and 10, sabi po rito, if I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, and your right hand will hold me fast. You know, God is not just there. God is not just everywhere. God is just near. He's not just near us. But the one good thing about the presence of God is the moment that we are in need, the moment that there is trouble, whatever that is, David says, the presence of God will guide you. His presence, His right hand, will hold us fast. In other words, the presence of God is not just there to stay. The presence of God is there to help us out. He's involved in whatever we do in life. He's there supplying the strength, supplying our need. He's there to comfort you. He's there to get you out of the trap. He's there to protect you. He's there to sustain you, if you would. Why? Because the presence of God doesn't just stay. The presence of God dwells. And the presence of God is for us. In Psalm verse 46, verse 1, sabi po ng Bible, God is our refuge and strength. He's also an ever-present what? Ever-present? help in trouble or in need, in other translation. Sinasabi po ng Bible, si God daw po, hindi lang yung presence niya nandoon, yung refuge being our strength. But yung presensya po ng Panginoon is there to help you in times of trouble, in times of need. Tomorrow when you wake up in the morning, you go to the marketplace, to go to the workplace, He is there. If you're in trouble, if you're in need, God's presence will help you. Hello, God's presence will sustain you. God's presence will strengthen you. Is that a good news, my friends? In all circumstance, in all situation, those difficult moments, God is there. Kaya ang dali mag-pray. Kasi nga hindi si Lord nasa langit. Si Lord nasa tabi mo lang. Nandyan nga siya kahit saan nga siya eh. God is not just with us. God is for us. Are you here, my friends? If you have problems with your marriage, God is there. He knows. And He sees you. And God is not just there for the point of being there. God is there, wants to help and transform our marriages. As parents, if you have a hard time with our kids, our teenagers, I want to tell you, you're not just alone. God's presence is there to help you how to parent the right way. That's why we need to call on God. There's a scripture that says in Jeremiah, those who call upon the Lord, God will be there. Every time you call on God, He will show up. Call God while He may be found. That's what the Bible says. God is near us, God is with us, and God is for us. If you're looking for a job, God is there. Just this morning, somebody came to me and he says, Pastor, hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin eh. You know, praise God. Hindi ako nalungkot para sa kanya. Pastor, hanggang ngayon, wala pa rin akong trabaho. Praise God. What is God doing in your life? God is doing something. What's life all about? It's about job? It's about work? No, it isn't. It's about Him. He's the source. Whatever circumstance, situation, you got to realize God is there for you. Money issues, pay for debts. God has all the power. God's presence is there. He will supply. He will help. He will come to our aid if it's necessary. Because of the presence of God, how much more when we do the work of God in Matthew 28. Okay? Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. This is the mandate that God has given us. We go and make disciples. We're transferring there for a bigger place because we're preparing ourselves to make disciples of those lost people that's about to be saved. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to obey everything that God has commanded. And here's the promise. He said, surely, about the presence of God, it is sure, I am with you always, till the very end of the age. You do this work, you're going to sweat out, you're going to have a hard time. All right, there are people who wouldn't like you, there are people who wouldn't like me, there are people who are not going to like us, our church. Fine. That's okay. I'll still love them. But guess what the Bible says? Jesus promised, I'm with you. That's all right. I'm with you. That's the assurance. That's the peace. That's the comfort. That's our confidence that God is with us. Just imagine the all-knowing, the immutable God, the unchanging God, the all-powerful God. The amazing thing is, do you realize that God can dwell not just with us, for us, but God can dwell in us. Do you realize that? You know, during the Old Testament, God, yes, there is this Ark of the Covenant, where the Holy of Holies is, that God is there. Then it changed to the temple where Solomon built, that God's presence was there. But everything has changed where this man came into the picture. And let me introduce it here in the book of John, chapter 1. Sabi po ng Bible, yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave them the right to become children of God. Think about that. To all who received Him. In other words, that immensity, the extensiveness of the presence of God who is right there in the Milky Way, who is right there in Uranus and Neptune, the vast presence of God can come and dwell in us. If you receive them and repent of our sins. Verse 13, children born not of natural descent nor human decision or husband's will, but born of God. Think about that. It's beyond our thinking. We cannot conceive it. We cannot understand it. It's beyond us, but God has His own way how for this God to dwell in us. Yes, we could receive that God. Let's move on to verse 14. Here's the bottom line. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was God. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory. The glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's the mystery. That's the amazing thing about Jesus. He was right there during the beginning of time when He created the world. It was created because of Him and for Him. And by Him, this church was established because of Him. And until today, let me tell you, that Word still is a personal flesh, just like us. And yet that person can dwell in our hearts with all the manifestation of God's glory was given to Christ and Christ alone. Hebrews chapter 10 says, therefore, brothers, since we have confidence, everybody say confidence, to enter the most holy place, the holy of holies, we can enter. How? Through Jesus, by His blood. Only through Jesus and by His blood, not on your good works or the good merits, but only Him. It says here in verse 20, by a new living way, open for us. It opened for, the door has opened for you, for us through the curtain that is His body. We could only enter by the blood of Jesus and by His body that we could experience the manifestation of the glory of God through Christ. Remember, God's presence is our confidence. In other words, Jesus Himself is our confidence wherever you are. Remember, God is near us. God is with us. God is for us. And God can be in us because Jesus Himself is our confidence. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we recognize Your presence, Lord, here in this place. As Your word said, if two or three gather in Your name, You are in the midst of them. And Lord, I thank You that You're the one who caused us to be in Your presence. There's no man who could enter just like that in Your presence, but You're the one who could brought us in Your dwelling place. Lord, I just thank You for every person who's here today. I thank You for just their commitment and their love for You. But Lord God, I thank You that enabled them to grasp Your attribute, that wherever we go, we can never hide, we can never run, but You're always for us and with us and near us. Lord, I thank You that Your presence is enough for us to have the fear of God, just like Joseph. And if you're here this afternoon and feel like there's some issues needs to be resolved, there are things that needs to be done, you need to straighten, you need to put solution to, I just want you to know, my friends, that God is there for you and God is there to help you. If you need help, God had come into your situation right here, right now, because it gives you the comfort, gives you that peace, that confidence that God is for you and with you. If you are in need help, whatever that is, and say, Lord, I'm about to give up or whatever, Lord, I just need You in this time, in this situation. I believe the Lord wants to manifest Himself as an ever-present help to you. Would you lift up your hands as I pray? Lift up your hands if you're asking God, Lord, I just need help. Lord, I just need You in this situation. Lord, I it's beyond me. Maybe I'm at fault, they're at fault, but Lord God, we need Your presence. Just lift up your hands. I want to pray. Lord, today I thank You for every hands lifted up. Lord, You know their situation. You know everything. You're an all-knowing God. You're omniscient, Lord. Lord, before things would happen, You already know. But I just pray for these people, Lord God, that, Lord, they would find You in that situation. Knowing that You are there, knowing that You are our ever-present help. Father, whatever that is, Lord, I pray that You would come in. I pray, Father God, that You bring that solution, that divine solution. Enough of it is enough with our own natural abilities, that we are not in control. But You are, Lord. You hold the time as well. And Lord God, I thank You that even today You're letting them know that You're a God who's never late. But your God is always on time because you work. Your time is in your hands. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, whatever help and need, Lord, I pray that you would come in and help our people. Help them because they are your people and you are in covenant with them. So Father, let your presence dwell in them like never before. Father, bless your people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Can we just give the Lord a big hand today? You know, because of time, if you need Jesus Christ to come into your heart, you've been running away from God. I just want to tell you this. You can't run away from God. God knows your life. God knows if you're living a double life. God knows if your heart is for Him or not. God knows if there are idols in your heart. But one thing about the presence of God is this. You can never run away. You can never hide. He's with it. He's, God's presence is near you. And because of that, I just want to pray for the fear of God. It is a fearful thing to know that God is with us. Hindi ako pwedeng maglo ko. Hindi ako pwedeng maglie. Hindi ako pwedeng mag-compromise. Si Lord nga nandito eh. Niloloko yung sarili ko. Niloloko natin ibang tao. It's selfishness. But I just pray for the fear of God like Joseph that never will give in. Not because of any other reason but Lord God, Lord, nandito ka God eh. Hindi naman magpagagalitan tayo ni Lord, di ba? But si Lord, alam ni Lord eh. Parang kumakadyahin. Parang Lord, nakakaya naman. Parang gagawin ko to Lord. Parang Lord, all we need to do is to surrender to God. Two things. If you have not given your life to the Lord, you come to me today after this service. After I pray, you come to me. I want to pray for you. If you never enter that relationship. And secondly, I want to pray for all of us to have the fear of God. Amen. That we will be serious of His presence in our lives. Can you say amen? Is that okay? Praise God. Can you all stand up in our feet? Lift our hands right now to the Lord.